I want to give out some cool information here, and I do not want Live the Web Girl and Porkchop to somehow derail this sports talk conversation. Ooh. Yes, go ahead.
Can I guess what it is?
Well, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
It is opening soccer day.
It's opening day for baseball.
Oh,
so
that was close.
Cricket.
Same thing.
Cricket.
Yeah,
same thing.
There we go. Our sports expert over here. A swing and a miss from Alex Clark up at bat today.
Strike four.
You get three strikes. You get four balls. All right, MLB opening day is today. And, of course, in Indy, where we're broadcast on Avon Radio Now 100.9, no pro baseball. They've got the Indianapolis Indians, which are a AAA affiliate. Now, in Houston, you got the Astros.
Woo, 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 woo!
And I am an honorary Astros fan because of Justin Verlander. Sure, he won a World Series without my Tigers, being that I'm from Michigan, but that's cool. But these are just 10 of them, not all of them, but these are ballpark foods that are out for 2019, which I think they're incredible. Live the Web Girl will probably poo-poo because, well, there's no health benefits to these. But I want to know, Alex, you being the picky eater, what you think of pork chop.
Cap.
Dude, we're making a road trip to Detroit. We're going to get on a plane. Check this out. If you go to a Texas Rangers game, so in Texas, they got something called the Foul Pole. It's a single two-pound chicken tender, Alex, that comes with ranch and honey mustard. The Rangers also have bacon-wrapped hot wings this year and chicken and waffle dishes served in a waffle cone.
Coincidentally, you can also find Foul Pole at closing time at the bars every Friday.
You are so dirty that you would take a food at a baseball game and make it into a inappropriate joke.
Producer Porkchop is so mad.
Has yours been called the Foul Pole before?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
The salt I'm getting.
Has yours ever been called this? What about the Dinger Dog?
Oh.
No.
Yeah, this
These are all great names.
This is at the Braves in Atlanta. It's a foot-long pig in a blanket that's stuffed with cheese.
That's what she said.
Yeah, they also have a chicken and waffle boat that comes in a long, hollowed-out waffle bun.
Yeah. I mean, there's too many jokes, too little time.
You're making the jokes. Here we go. Now, this is why I say we all need to go to Detroit, because I'm a huge Tigers fan, and they're going to suck this year. But the Coney Dog Egg Roll. It's basically a chili cheese dog without the bun, stuffed inside an egg roll with mustard and onions on top.
You're saying stuffed?
Hallelujah.
Stuffed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why can Alex only make perverted jokes?
Well, you didn't make a joke.
Oh, that was a joke?
Like, that was the worst joke.
That was wow.
Are you trying to
worse than me
derail this?
Yeah, Porkchop Jr.
Jeez.
I mean,
okay.
I get it now.
Thank God Alex and I can keep the show moving along. In St. Louis, the Cardinals, they've got the Twisted Top Pretzel. If you get three pretzel twists topped with pepperoni and cheese, buffalo chicken, or bacon and cheese. They also have a giant 16-inch long slice of pizza this year called the Mega Slice.
That sounds good.
It sounds great. Number five, a peanut butter and bacon sandwich. They got that at the
Ooh.
Twins game. It comes with a jelly glazed bacon on a toasted sourdough. Legit sounds so good
right
now.
That actually sounds like kind of good.
I'd eat all of it, everything.
Okay, the Yankees, give it to them to always ruin it. Avocado bites.
Oh, that's something I can have. Everything else, no, literally everything else has not been gluten or dairy free.
Only this kind of crap would be in New York or LA.
Hey, come get your avocado bites. Hey, forget about it.
Did they describe them?
Can't even enjoy a good old American hot dog at a Yankee
game. What's a guy got to do to get a wiener, you know? Avocado bites at Yankee Stadium are something Liv would not have because they're deep fried slices of avocado.
Okay, nope, can't have those.
Served with a spicy dipping sauce.
So lame. Right. Don't worry. I'm sure somewhere in LA, the Dodgers or something, they've got some kind of tofu.
Vegan, black bean burger.
We've got the hummus hamburger. You're going to love it. The Pittsburgh cone at the Pirates game. It's kielbasa, pierogies, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut and Russian dressing inside of a waffle cone. I didn't even realize what I was reading because it sounds so... Excuse me?
A sausage and pierogi in a side of waffle cone.
Like and a kielbasa, yes,
those
pierogi.
Those are all separate.
No,
like,
you're not Polish like I am, trust me.
I know pierogis are good, but like
Swiss cheese and sauerkraut Russian dressing.
Are those all inside the pierogi?
Inside, no, inside the waffle cone. Those are all stuffed inside of the waffle cone.
That's too much.
Doesn't this make everybody's mouth water?
It's hard for me to wrap my head around that one.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was pregnant right now, the baby'd be kicking in my stomach. That sounds so good. A few more here. The Frito Pie corn dog at the Astros game in Houston. A foot long hot dog covered in crushed up Fritos with queso and Texas chili. Now the Mets, they're selling a chili cheese dog that comes with Fritos on top. But let's be honest, the Frito Pie corn dog that the Astros got going on sounds amazing.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, the last two, the donut burger at the Phillies game. It's a bacon cheeseburger with cherry pepper jam, and the bun is toasted with glazed donuts. I want that. Oh, gosh, I want that.
Can't do that.
And pork chop, just your size. This should help you out. An 18-inch hot dog at the Diamondback games in Arizona. It's not even a foot long. It's 18 inches. They're selling three different ones. One with a Reuben mac and cheese on top, ooh, a bratwurst version topped with fried mac and cheese, and a breakfast version topped with hash browns, bacon, fried eggs, cheese, and gravy. Oh, my gosh. Forget Joe's journey. It's done.
Does 18 inches intimidate you, pork chop? Yes or no?
No, I've eaten 18-inch subs before.
I'm sure you've taken 18 inches before.
I love food.
Right. Yeah, food.
Oh, my God. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.